Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Champions League 2020 got underway with two games in the qualifying tournament today. First up, Brendan McCullum smashed an unbeaten half century as Otago Volts beat Faisalabad Wolves in the opening game. Mohali hosted the opening match, and following a protracted saga over their visas and entry into India, the Pakistan side proved to be no match for the powerful New Zealand outfit. Misbah Ul-Haq made a successful transition from Test cricket in Zimbabwe to 2020 cricket in India to top score with 46, as the Wolves closed on 139 for 8. As McCullum got into his stride, hitting 9 fours and 2 sixes in all, that score proved to be woefully inadequate, and the New Zealanders raced past their target in the 18th over, McCullum unbeaten on 83. Ishant Sharma, Shikhar Dhawan and Parthiv Patel were the stars as India's Sunrisers Hyderabad eased past Sri Lanka's Kandarata Maroons to get their qualifying campaign off to a winning start in the evening game. Sharma bowled exceptionally on a flat pitch, taking 2 for 20, as Kandarata Maroons managed 168 for 3 from their 20 overs, courtesy of half-centuries from internationals Kumar Sangakkara and Laharu Tillamani. Patel and Dhawan then added 121 in fewer than 14 overs for the first wicket, as Sunrisers were never really troubled in their run chase by what was a weak Maroons seam attack. Sean Marsh will miss the Champions League 2020 after suffering a right hamstring strain during the one-day international series that concluded last night against England. He had been due to head to India and join up with the Perth Scorchers, who begin their campaign against South African champions the Highveld Lions on the 23rd of September. Marsh suffered the injury during the fourth ODI in Cardiff, which Australia lost by 3 wickets, although they hit back to win the series last night and by winning the final game at the Aegeus Bowl in Southampton by 49 runs.